That was a close call. Those hunters had me on a ledge until you came by. Oh, no. Oh. No, no, no. Why'd you have to go and get yourself hurt like this? This is why I don't like do-gooders. They always get themselves hurt, or worse, and this is definitely worse. Oh, come on, up you go. There. One of the benefits of living above a bar is I don't get any strange looks when I'm heading in or out at all hours of the night. Hold on now. We're almost there. I just want to get you somewhere I can take a good look at you. Don't worry, doll. It's noisy out here, but I've invested in some quality soundproofing. There we go, on the couch. Hey, stay with me, human. Oh, you're really tore up, aren't you? Shoot. Hospital's out of the question. My usual guy's out of town. Ooh, I'm afraid we only have one option left for you. If you stay like this, you die. If you drink my blood, you live. However, it does come with a cost. I'm so sorry. It's all I can do to save you. I hope you forgive me. Now hold still. It won't hurt, but you'll feel a prick in your neck, so try not to startle. I don't want you to get any more hurt than you already are. Yeah, just a little pinch from these two shiny friends of mine. No, stay. You're fine, baby. I'm trying to save your life, okay? I can't have you die on me. I could never forgive myself if you did. Now relax and stay very still. I'm just gonna lean your head a little to one side. And I'll stroke the nape of your neck a little to calm you down and... There we go. That wasn't so bad, was it? All right. Now bear with me. This next step might seem a little odd, but I need you to trust me. You've been a champ for me so far. You've got this. I'm just going to scratch my wrist here. Just a little. There we go. Now open your mouth for me, sweetheart. There. That's it. Shh. Your heart rate is going to slow down. That's normal. The transformation will just take a moment. It'll feel like cold fire spreading through your body. So just let it happen, okay? It'll all be over with soon. There we go. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's an irreversible change. And it'll feel strange at first, but you'll get used to it. You'll feel a different warmth in your body. It'll spread through you into the tips of your fingers and your toes and... Oh, your wounds are closing up. It's working. Can you wiggle your toes for me? Oh, perfect. Give me your forehead. I'm so happy my savior didn't die on me. How are you feeling? Better? Now, do you remember your name? Well, I'm sure it'll come back to you sooner or later. So, what's a hard-boiled killer like you doing out here this time of night? Don't you know there are scary dames like myself around? To hang, you say. With someone in particular, then? Aw, applesauce. Here I was thinking I could beat my gums to distract you from the hurt. Didn't mean to bum you out about your current predicament, socially or physically. I mean, if you don't have someone to hang with, well,
Well, then how about little old me? Well, you just told me you're lonely. That's not the same as alone. Why, you can be surrounded by many and still be lonely. Stick with me a bit, pal, I'll give you so much purpose and meaning, I'm sure you'll never feel that way again. It's the least I can do, after all, Now let's see how that transformation is progressing, Eyes look good. Open your mouth for me. Fangs are coming through nicely. Let me feel your heartbeat. Give me a wrist. Hush up now. I'm counting. Honestly, I'm not the kind of gal, 5, that can multitask all that well. 10. So to make sure this goes swimmingly, 15. I've got to keep my noggin on a single task at a time. 20. All good. It seems you're normal for the you that you are now. I feel like I need to explain myself. Let me level with you on the situation. I didn't quite get the time to do it properly when you were losing blood so quickly. You may have already guessed from my pallid skin and pearly sharps that, well, I'm not your average gin mill doll. The creeps that were chasing me, those were vampire hunters. And they couldn't discern between ethical and non-ethical vampires, so to them, I'm just the same as those that hunt humans for food. I'm not, though. I take my cut from blood donations thanks to my contact at the hospital. Therefore, ethical. Oh no, don't worry. You haven't fully transformed into a vampire yet. You still get to enjoy regular food. And you don't need blood to stay alive. I only made you a thrall. It's what we call in the business indentured servitude. Oh no, sweetheart. You're no fall guy. Look at you. Why, you're a real swell piece of art. Like a statue. All taut muscle and sinew. And that gorgeous skin. Well, you're absolutely the cat's pajamas. You will be wanting to wear shades, though. Those perfectly crimson eyes might get you some unwanted attention. But hey, at least you get to walk in sunlight without getting burned, like I would. So, ta-da. No missing out on sunrises for you. But please don't use your newfound strength without caution. I've had a cozy life up until those hunters caught me off guard. And I would hate for that to become a regular occurrence. We vampires have maintained obscurity and secrecy by staying in humanity's shadow. We're usually very solitary creatures. Not to worry about those hunters for now, though. I took out their seeker. That's someone akin to a bloodhound with the ability to detect our kind. If we stay low for a few days, well, we can walk out of here as if nothing happened. I know it's confusing, but well, it's all I could do in the moment. It was the only way to save my savior. And yes, you are alive, but your life is forever changed. Which in our case is going to be quite a long life. I mean, at least now we'll have all the time in the universe for me to thank you. I insist, my beautiful new thrall. You might have grown in considerable strength when compared to a regular human, but I'm still a bona fide, full-blooded vampire, young one. I've lived for a very long time, and well, and thanks to you, I get to live a while longer. Now let's not waste this opportunity to get to know each other by getting sentimental. You're mine now. And I get to thank you the way I want to. Surely you're not against it, or am I? Am I not to your liking? I am. Perfect. Then let's get started. Hmm? Ah, yes. With these beautiful lips of yours. My tasty new treat. As your mistress, doll, I'm not just responsible for keeping you alive, but I'm also responsible for rewarding you. Since you've helped me defeat those hunters and you've become my thrall, I will have to reward you properly. Sit. Good pet. Being my thrall comes with many benefits. Your worries are now my worries. Your needs are, well, my needs, and I think right about now, it seems those needs are lining up. And even if I couldn't sense your thoughts, well, I can see you stealing glances at my breasts. Do you like the way they press together in this little dress? You know, this would have been quite scandalous back in my day, but I love the way it makes my body look. Here, let me get on my knees for you to get a better view. Isn't that just delicious? Oh, I think I saw a response. Wouldn't mind if I took a peek, Don't be shy now. Your mistress will be gentle. There's nothing to be shy about, I told you. I can sense that you want me, and I want you too. Am I going too fast for your liking? No? Good. Now let's get those trousers off. There you are. That's not too rough, is it? Been a while for me, I must admit. I wouldn't want to crush you with my strength. Newborn vamps are quite dangerous in bed. Don't know their own strength. But spend a century or two living the vamp life, well, you learn to refine yourself. Find that delicate touch. So wet. I can feel your arousal growing. Of course we're not cold to the touch, silly. That's just a rumor by Big Church. Love garlic. Crosses don't do anything. Do have an allergy to holy water, though. Not sure why. You know, you might have that, too, now that I think about it. Better stay away from holy places for a while, to be sure. Well, except for me. You can treat me like your place of worship. Let's not get too distracted. I was about to toy with this beautiful treat in front of me. Nice and slick and absolutely perfect. Oh yes, throughout time, people have always put too much emphasis on the shape of flesh, but take this from someone who's lived through all those ages. It's not important. Anyone who says that has a, what is it they say these days again? Yes, a skill issue. We vamps do have very sharp nails, though. I can run my nails over this lovely tummy of yours. Oh, don't worry. I won't puncture the skin. You're not in any real danger, much, but I do like my foreplay to be a bit on the edge, if you don't mind. Where's the thrill in just plain stroking? Relax, my sweet thrall. Let your mistress take care of you. Feel that? No twitching now. I wouldn't want my fangs to puncture your thighs. And this place here, near the inner thigh, that's usually very sensitive. Oh, I do love how your skin reacts to my breath on your loins. Shivers that make hair stand on ends, down to the very core of you. No, no. Don't look so anguished. I'm just teasing. Have a little patience, my dear. Here, I'll speed it up. This spot here is just full of nerves. So when I gently suck on it, like this, you feel it. It makes you bite your lip and roll your eyes back and... Want me to stop? Well, since you're being polite about it, then I'll... Just don't come yet. Such a nice response. That's what your mistress likes to hear. No need to hold back. No one will hear you in here. Soundproofing, remember? Let me encourage you a little bit more and wiggle out of this little dress. Ah, oh, that's better. Oh, they're very real. And just as hypnotizing as my eyes. Careful, though. The nipples are sensitive. Oh. That, softly, dear. Yes. Oh, just like that. Hey, I'm supposed to reward you here. All right, you cheeky devil. You're my treat for tonight. So spread those knees. You look like you're struggling. Are you close? That's okay. Your mistress allows you to come. I can taste your fluids already. Oh, yeah. I can feel your muscles tense. Go on. Go ahead and release in my mouth. I want to reward you. A real reward for being so good. Good pet. You were quite pent up, weren't you? I had to swallow twice. Let me just squeeze those last few drops out. My tasty thrall. Oh my. There's the look of a very satisfied young thrall. Lay back. I want to cuddle for a bit. There you go. Rest your head on my chest. You know, if you keep doing your best and behave, I'm sure I can reward you more often. But don't get greedy, of course. You belong to me. Let's make that clear. I can tell you and I are gonna have a lot of fun together.